telling people, I'm educating people. Like, look, if you buy now and with a high interest, sure, it sucks because you're paying, your payment is this high, but you can refinance later when the interest rates come down, because they will come down. And the moment the interest rates come down, a lot of people, buyers who have been sitting in the fences, they will jump into the market, and it's going to drive the prices even higher than what you would be willing to pay now.
Are you ready to hear business stories and learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and level up your business from awesome CEOs, entrepreneurs, and founders without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresh values your time and is ready to share with you the valuable info you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have David Pena. David, excited to have you on the show.
Hey, I'm super excited to be here with you and spending some awesome time.
Yeah, absolutely. You're doing so many phenomenal things. So what I wanted to do before we jumped into the interview was read a little bit more about David so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's working on. David is a real estate mogul, and David immigrated to America, is now living the American dream by helping people build wealth through real estate. And what I absolutely loved about David and doing a little bit of homework and research is that David was born in El Salvador, and he immigrated, if I'm right, to the United States when he was 14. And just reading about his journey, his work ethic, the things that he put in, I think it's inspirational for anybody, and especially, I'm sure, for the clients that he works with as well. And some other really cool things, he's been 40 under 40 in Loudoun, Virginia. And also, I read that you're a CrossFitter and an ultra marathon runner, if I read that correctly, David. Are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm so excited to do this. But yeah, no, you're right about the, I got a few ultra marathons out of the way, just so I can have the bragging rights to say, I'm an ultra marathon runner.
Yes, absolutely. And that's something I aspire to do, to have that checked off the box so I can put that in my bio as well, too. So
yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, man. I might join you in a couple, you know, not 100 miles, but I might join you in a 50 miler.
Okay. Hey, look, I got to make sure I can join myself in a 50 miler. So we'll see. We'll see from there.
It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess to kick everything off, let's rewind the clock a little bit, hear a little bit more on how you got started, what I call your CEO story.
Yeah, so I came, you're right. I came to America when I was 14, didn't speak any English. And I knew one of the first steps to do was, if I wanted to succeed in this country, I had to speak the language. And I started working at a restaurant as a dishwasher, and then got myself through ESL classes, adult education. And yeah, it was a great journey. You're going to get people who might not see your end goal, and but you just gotta let those people, like water, roll off your shoulder, your back. That's the same way. You're gonna get negativity coming your way. And if you have people that don't think that you can make it, you gotta do it twice for them, so you can show them and say, "Look, I did it twice for you." But yeah, I got people like that in my life. People make comments about it, and I was like, you know what? I was very naive, which it's good to have that naivete in you, because you're like, what's, how did I do that? So I was saying earlier, looking back now, it's like, how did I have that? I need to find that drive, that hunger. So I still think have some of it, but it's awesome to see, and you're like, damn, I miss that hungry, that naivete in me. So, but yeah, so about when I was 18, I took a ESL class. I was taking ESL classes. I learned about the GED. Took the exam, probably failed it like 8 times because it was in a foreign language. And then a few years later, I met this lady. I was working at a restaurant, and she was like, you'll be great in real estate. So I was like, I started looking into it, and I'm like, wow, the bar to get into real estate, to get the test, is so low that you're like, this is so easy. And then you Google, right? Because Google is right. And it shows you that you can be making millions of dollars. And I was like, this is it. This is the path I'm choosing. And got my license when I was like 22. And it was quite a journey, man. Quite a journey. So,
yeah. It always is a journey. And I love that naivete. And I love what you said, is that sometimes when people tell you that you can't do something, you have to do it twice to prove them, to prove yourself.
You have to be very careful when to those people that are telling you stuff. Because I feel like the older you get, the easier you can be persuaded. Oh, this is so stupid. So, and I'm going through this right now. So I'm trying to do some, a little bit of online content.
Yeah. So could you take us through exactly what that looks like, how you're serving clients and how you're making that impact? Yeah.
So this is going to air in a few months. It might be, the market might be a little bit different in 2024, but as of 2023, a lot of people are fearful. The interest rates went up. Everybody's scared. So I'm trying to tell people, right? There's always going to be those people that will never buy. They're like, waiting for a market crash. And you're like, but what makes you think that, oh, it's a market crash. These are the same people that thought there was going to be a market crash in COVID-19. And granted, we don't know what was happening then. And they're like, I'm going to buy when the market crashes. Okay, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. But now, based on data, what we have, we are about 5 to 6 million homes short from the growth in the United States. So a market crash is a little bit like, we're not seeing that happen unless, you never know, something could happen and we get into a war or whatever, then things might change. But as of right now, we're not seeing a market crash. I'm telling people, I'm educating people, like, look, if you buy now and with a high interest, sure, it sucks because you're paying, your payment is this high, but you can refinance later when the interest rates come down, because they will come down. And the moment the interest rates come down, a lot of people, buyers who have been sitting in the fences, they will jump into the market, and it's going to drive the prices even higher than what you would be willing to pay now. And it is easier to refinance than to compete with 20 other offers. But I love Warren Buffett's quote that says, be fearful when everybody's greedy, and be greedy when everybody's fearful. This year, there's been a lot of fear. People are fearful. They don't know what's happening. And this is the time, for me at least, this is the time to be greedy. I'm like, I need to buy more real estate. Because I own a couple properties. I was able to close one a couple weeks ago. And yeah, thanks, man. And there is fear, of course, but I'm reminding myself that quote. I'm like, okay, be fearful when everybody's greedy. Be greedy when everybody's fearful. So, and this is an asset. I'm not buying a liability. But anyways, that's what I'm telling people. It's about educating. Once you become a client, then we go into the level of service. I try to give white glove service, or whatever the saying is, where clients, about 90% of my business is referral. It's referral based. So I try to do such a great job with the clients where they're excited to refer me to their family members, friends, also past clients. I have this family. I helped them buy first house in 2017. A couple of years ago, they sold the property. Basically, the American dream, what America was built on, right? They bought this townhouse. They made $70,000, $80,000. I don't remember exactly, but they used that money and put it in the next property. And now they have the single family home, two-car garage, living the dream. That's what America is. And yeah, I just love helping that type of people because, first of all, they're coming back as a referral, as a past client, and I'm helping them. It's definitely an honor and humbling to helping people. Yeah,
absolutely. I love that. Is that part of what you feel like is your secret sauce? It could be for yourself, the business, or a combination of both. Is it your ability to kind of like understand how important, you know, the educational part is, but also be able to, for lack of a better term, roll up your sleeves and do the work as well too?
That's a great question. I think that would be a better question for my clients. But I've noticed, and I have a really good friend of mine. He says, because I wondered, I was like, I got this deal. And I was like, I guess they like me. Please, you do what it takes. You do whatever it takes. I've been working with this guy, an investor. I met him a few years ago. And we do multiple deals a year. We buy the properties, but he fixes it up, and then we sell it. And we were having a conversation the other day because he's a lot of the stuff that the reason I work with you is because you are doing a lot of paper, like legwork behind the doors. Like I'm doing CMAs for this guy. He's like, hey, I'm interested in this property. How much will it sell for after it's fixed? I'm like, okay, these are the numbers. Here you go. He's like, yeah, no, not good. So I'm doing that for him. And I'm not like, that's an added value that I provide for my investor clients. Because I'm not getting paid for that, but I'm getting paid at the end. But it's building trust and it's building the referrals. So that's one of the reasons why he likes to work with me. And I'm also, listen, I love to talk about myself. And some people don't believe when I said, I don't think that my, I do think highly of myself, but I don't think I'm that big of a deal. This might be brand new news for people that know me, but I think I'm a go-getter. Like, I make things happen. Like, coming from looking back for the last 17 years that I've been in the United States and how far I've come, it's okay. And a lot of people see that. A lot of people see, okay, this guy is a go-getter. And people read my bio and they're like, oh, okay, this guy is definitely somebody who is doing a net positive to society. And I think that's what has helped me get where I am. So
yeah, I love that. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or even a habit that you have. But what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Ooh, those are good questions, man. So when I got into real estate, I didn't know what I was doing. So I'm like, I went hard on reading books. I read this book, The Miracle Morning. I don't know if you heard of it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I did those habits. I did the meditation. I did the scribing. And I tried to do scribing a little bit, journaling every once in a while. But I probably need to get back into the saddle. Praying. It was, I think it's 5 or 6, right? Savers. Silence. Affirmations. Mm-hmm. Vision. Exercise.
Yeah.
And scribing, journal. So it's 5. So I wake up mornings are one of the worst thing to do for me. Like waking up. That is so hard. But I listen to at least 1 or 2 chapters in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I go hit the gym. Mm-hmm. Once that is done, my days, that's all I need. So I try to work out 5 days a week. So Saturday is a maybe. But Sunday I usually take off. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, man. Sunday night comes and I'm looking forward for the next day to go to the gym because it gives me order. It's like order. Sunday, it's good. It's weekend, but it's a little bit chaotic. You don't go to the gym. You wake up a little bit late. You're like maybe a little hangover, right? You're like, ah. So Mondays is still sucks going to the gym, but it's for me, it's like showing up and going to the gym. That gives me order throughout the day because then I'm like, okay, gym is done. This is the most important thing is my body. I got it out of the way. Now I can go serve my clients. It gives me so much energy, right? Now I can do this kind of stuff and be like energetic and happy.
Yeah, I love that. I appreciate you sharing that. So what would you consider to be a little bit more what I call a CEO nugget? This could be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. I like to say it might be something you would tell your favorite client, or if you happen to a time machine, you might tell your younger business self.
So that's easy. That for some reason, that came out so fast. It's all attitude. So I use it everywhere. I use it at the gym. I use it in my personal life. And I use it in all the stuff. I'm having a conversation with you and you say, I would have used it perfectly. When you say the 50 miler, you're like, I don't know if I can do it happily. Yeah. My go-to is with that attitude. So when I'm doing it with the clients, I have to know them well enough for me to say it. But I try to say when they're like, I can't do this. You're like, I try to tell them like, Henry Ford, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Yeah. So when somebody says, I don't think I can do that, you won't. You can with that attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I'm definitely going to borrow that from you. So I want to ask you now my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And our goal is to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So David, what does being a CEO mean to you?
It's a big weight on your shoulder. Being a CEO. And we are a CEO of our lives. Whether somebody's working at a minimum wage job, you are a CEO. You are the CEO of your life. So for me, it would be to have control of your life and have your house in order. Because it doesn't matter what's happening with the government, doesn't matter what's happening in the world. If you're not able to pay your bills, the government is not going to come and save you. It's going to be being a CEO is being on charge and having order in your house and being in control of what you can control. You cannot control I cannot control the interest rates. What I can control is maybe go harder on prospecting and attract more business. Talk to more, to get them face to face to my clients and be like, hey, guys, you guys love me. Who do you know that is looking to move? The interest rates, sales will always happen. This 2023 has been a tough year for a lot of people in real estate, but it's also been the best years for some agents. So why is it that somebody's having a great time of the year while other people are struggling? People become the wealthiest is during a downturn, right? When a bear market, bear market, they have make the most wealth. Why? A lot of it has to do with attitude, right? Having the attitude and having their house in order. They're not sitting there complaining about, oh, the market crashed, that I lost 50% of my equity on this. So, okay, this has happened. This is how life is. Life is not supposed to be easy. What you can control is what is inside of your little walls. You're with you 24/7. So that's what you can control. You can control your mind. And if you can control your mind, you can have your house in order. I don't know if you were looking for a sure response, but I went in circles, man. That came out of left field.
Nah, it's all good. That's a beautiful circle. David, truly appreciate that definition. Of course, I appreciate your time even more. So what I want to do now is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional that you can let our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best they can get a hold of you about all the awesome things that you're working on.
You can find me on social media, Instagram, Facebook. David Pena, David Pena 207. That's all around the board. And I'm also doing a little bit of YouTube. Thank you so much for having me, man. Really appreciate your time. So I cover Virginia. I'm only licensed in Virginia, but I have colleagues who can help you in DC and Maryland. If you're thinking about investing in any of these states, you let me know and I will connect you with the right person.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. Thank you so much for that, David. Yeah. And again, we'll have the information in the show notes so that you can reach out to David, but truly appreciate you for all the wisdom and knowledge that you provided. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and we'll definitely see you again.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Want to level up your business even more? Read blogs, listen to podcasts, and watch videos at cbnation.co. Also, check out our I Am CEO Facebook group. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.